Hello, hello, it's Annie Talk. And I'm not sure what we're doing today. Aaliyah's going to have to take the lead on this one. What are we doing?
So we're doing, we're basically reading Army Confessions, which if you don't know what those are, it's basically like maybe when you were first into BTS and you thought something that totally wasn't true.
So like, give me an example.
Okay, let's say like you thought that like, maybe Jungkook and J-Hope were siblings because they both have Jung in their names.
Okay. So, like, for me, I can't really... Oh, I just coughed into the mic. I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't even realize that. But for me, I can't, like, really pinpoint something right now. But I do know it took me a really long time to, like, learn all their names. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It
took a while.
Videos and I'd be like, so that's Daddy,
that's yeah. J-Hope.
And you'd be like, no, is that J-Hope? No, is that J-Hope?
No.
Like, it took me a really long time. And now I look back and I'm like, how did you not know? Like, how did you not get this? And like, even like learning their voices, I remember it took even longer. And now like their voices sound so different to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's read some.
Okay,
I'm excited to see these. Or, yeah.
Some of them are, like, really funny. So the first one is... Sorry.
You're already laughing.
Okay. When I watched Dope and Namjoon said, welcome first time with BTS, I was so shook because I was like, how did he know?
Oh, okay. I get it.
Okay.
All right. You want me to read this one?
Yeah.
Okay. It says, we should say who's saying it.
Oh.
Okay, so this is from Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And it's Sugar Free, and it's at It's Sugar Free. Okay. This army says, when I first got into BTS, I searched up vids of them crying, and one of the vids was them thanking armies, and so I was like, oh, they must really appreciate the army for helping their country. And then I found out that they call their fans army. That's hilarious. That is funny. I like that one. I hope I read it clear. I hope I wasn't laughing too much. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't think you were. When I was a new stan, I hadn't heard of BTS Universe or BTS Theories. So when I heard that Stigma was about Taeyang being abused by his father and then murdering him, I freaked out and I thought his family were sweet farmers. How is he not in jail?
Wait. Okay, that reminds me of two of mine. Should I say it?
Yes.
Okay, do you want me to say both of them?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one was, remember that video where it's... like, it's supposed to be J-Hope when he's little, but it's not the real J-Hope.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like just, him and his mom. It's just him in the video, yeah, when he's little, and his mom leaves him at the, like, amusement park.
Yeah.
Well, you told me that one time, but you didn't tell me it was just, like, part fake of the video. Yeah. And I started crying. I was like, his mom just left him?
With the,
like,
Snickers?
She just left him? Like, I thought that was true. Like, in real life, his mom just left him. And that made me so sad. Okay, wait. I have another confession.
Yeah.
Should I save it? I'll save this one. Okay, I'll save this one. Go ahead. Read the next one.
For the longest time...
Wait, say who it's from.
Oh, okay. It's Cookies MIA More. I don't know. Okay, for the longest time, I didn't understand how you got BTS from Bulletproof Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah. That's common.
That one, yeah. I didn't know.
People are like, what? Okay, pick one for me to read now.
This next one, I thought too. So this is a confession I have.
Okay,
too.
So this is from @BTSBoys_Army27. I thought V Live app is dedicated to V. Taehyung, your dad thought the same thing too.
Yeah.
He was like, how come only V gets an app? How come it's only V Live all the time?
He's all, why isn't it Jimin Live?
Okay.
Okay. I actually thought Yoongi, wait. The girl version of Yoongi when he like dressed up.
Are you reading this or are you?
No, yeah, but I'm reading this.
Okay, so you need to say who it's from.
Oh,
so that because I don't know when you're talking to me or when you're reading one of the things.
Sorry. Okay. I am red in love. That's what it is.
Okay, it's from I Am Red in Love. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So it says, I actually thought Yeonji was Jimin's girlfriend when I was looking up BTS girlfriends. Which Yeonji is the when Suga dressed up like a girl.
Oh. Oh, man. Okay. Well, he kind of is really pretty, so.
Oh, sorry. Okay. There's like a long like silence.
Right okay. There. So I'll read this. This is from Ara Lamas, Arahlamas. It says, I became an ARMY since 2016 and I thought Jimin is the youngest member. He has a cute size. That's why. Oh, cuz he's tiny with his baby hands. He's tiny.
Oh, this person says, it says WG 860. I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
It says, I thought JK and V were the same person until I saw them standing next to each other.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yep.
And I would think like Jin and Jungkook could be more easily mistaken for each other.
Yeah.
Than V and Jungkook. But who knows? I don't know. I don't know what video she was looking at or what.
I'm going to read this one and then I'll read
it. Okay, go ahead.
This one doesn't show the
who name. It's from.
Yeah. Okay. It says, I Googled the thing that Koreans do with their two fingers because I didn't know what a finger heart was.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Heart too. Wait, let me read this one. And then after you read your next one, I'll do my other personal confession. Okay, so this is from at Queen Giante. It says, I thought Fan Cafe is a coffee shop for fans to meet BTS.
Aww. I think I thought that too when you told me about Fan Cafe, I thought that it was like actually a place that you go, like where yeah. like they do fan meetings.
Can I just say something about Fan Cafe?
Yeah.
Like I totally signed both of us up for that or whatever. And that helped us get into the fan club. But like I have not been able to use it because I don't know what the heck
you're doing.
Yeah, because everything's in Korean. And when I hit Google Translate, like, it doesn't really translate it right. Wow. And now I don't even know my password and I can't get back in. And I really wish there was, like, a fan cafe for, like, international armies.
Yeah.
Because I'm so sad that I don't get to use that anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you read one and then I'll do my personal confession.
Here, you do your personal confession. Just do my personal.
Yeah. Okay. So this is really embarrassing. But, like, I didn't know what it meant to, like, stan somebody or to, like, stan a group.
Yeah.
I thought stan was a person.
You thought stan
I
was
a person? I thought was, like, a person. I was like, who is this stan that everybody keeps talking
I'm a Jungkook stan.
I didn't know what it meant.
Okay. This person says, I don't even know how to read their username.
At Heston Durley, HESTENDERLY. Okay.
It says, when I didn't stan BTS yet, and saw ARMY trending on Twitter almost every day, I thought we were going to have a World War III.
Okay. Okay, you want me to read this one? Okay, so this is from MYG Trivias. It says, when I first read President Kim Namjoon, I really thought he was going to be elected as a president of Korea. I am so done.
That must
have been recent. Like they must be a new army.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like the President Namjoon stuff has been like more popular lately. You have another one?
Yes. Go ahead. This one's funny. It says incorrect Jeon. It's from incorrect Jeon. It says at one point of my standing days, I was a Korea Boo. I feel like almost every K-pop fan kind of
goes to the Korea Boo stage.
And like whether like you're like a Korea Boo like barely, you know what I mean? Or just like very little, or if you're like you go almost all full on Koreaboo, like there's that little bit of you in those stand days where you're like kind of a Koreaboo.
Yeah.
My mom thinks we're Koreaboos.
No, I don't. I just worry. I don't wanna offend anybody. I just want everybody to have a good time. That's all.
This one is really common.
Okay. This is from, wow, Azucena Perez Go One. Okay, that's the username, Azucena Perez Go One. It says, when I first started stanning BTS, I thought Seokjin, Namjoon, and Taehyung were all brothers because they all had Kim as their last name. Okay, that would make sense, though. Yeah.
But the problem is none of them look alike.
Right. They don't look alike. But they do all have Kim.
Yep.
Okay.
This one's like the funniest one that, and I saved this one like on purpose. This one also doesn't have the username.
Okay.
So sorry. That's okay. It says, I thought all seven the members were brothers and Bang PD Nim was their father.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay. I'm sorry. In advance. When I watched DNA, I thought that all of their eyes were really blue or green.
Oh.
So, and like I remember seeing Namjoon's eyes.
But these are your personal. You should say that. Yeah, that's
these are my personal confessions.
So you really thought their eyes were blue or green.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought all of them except for RM and Jimin were white guys, just American dudes.
What?
Yeah.
Except for RM and Jimin. Wow, really?
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
The first music video that I watched was Mic Drop. And, like, they look a lot more Americanized. And they're speaking, like, mostly English.
And they have, like, hats or bandanas on. I guess maybe I can understand. Maybe.
And, like...
But it's not like Mic Drop is all in English.
No. But the problem is, like, sometimes I don't even understand what American artists are saying. So I just thought that that was, like, one of those things.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. When I watched DNA, I thought that the guy from Mic Drop, which was Jungkook, wasn't the same guy from DNA, which was Jungkook.
Well, yeah.
So I thought that they replaced him with a different person.
Oh, but that's why it took me so hard. I mean, so hard. That's why it took me so long to learn them because their look changes completely in every video.
I was like, I saw him and I was like, that's not the same.
You're like, what happened to the other guy? Did he get fired?
Mm-hmm. Okay, this one was, I feel like a lot of K-pop fans came across, but I forgot about the outside world.
You forgot about
I forgot about American music, like everything else, like for a while.
Yeah, I remember when I'd put the radio on in the car and you'd be like, oh, this is a good song. I'm being like, this is like old already.
Yeah.
Like, where have you been? Okay, how many more do you have?
I have one more.
Okay, go ahead.
This one, I like super apologize for because I was a stupid ARMY, but I used to be able to rank the members.
What do you mean?
Like I used to be able to rank them like most handsome.
Okay.
I still remember my ranking.
You wanting to say it?
Should I?
I don't know. Do you want to say
it? I guess I can, but like just know that I don't think this now. Okay. Like I really don't. My first was Jungkook. Second was
probably Jimin.
Suga. Third was Jimin. Fourth was Rap Monster. Fifth was V. Sixth was J-Hope and seventh was Jin.
Oh wow.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So yeah. Oh, I just want to say one that I found that was like really funny.
Okay.
And someone said that they thought that Rat Monster was black, like part black.
Oh, that is funny, especially with his hair back in the day.
Yeah, like when he had pink hair because his skin was really like tan.
Huh, okay, I could see that one.
Yeah.
All right, those were funny.
I thought that too because of his hair and Mic Drop. I was like,
no.
What?
He does not look black in Mic Drop.
I know, but I told you this is. This personal weird confessions, leave me alone.
I don't know. I don't even know anymore because I don't really, like, I feel like, whatever. It doesn't even matter. Okay, are you ready?
For what?
Is that it?
Yes. Okay. I can always go on for longer.
No.
But
all right, well, we better go. Thanks, guys, for listening. And if you have an ARMY confession, feel free to leave it in our messages.
Or if, like, this is one of your confessions.
Yeah. So that would be so funny. We'd love to hear from you guys. All right. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.